Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, people? Welcome to the Dream Hustle Win podcast. Today, we are talking to a very, very special artist. This guy, he's been hustling so hard over the past 3 months, pushing his music, his brand, his business ventures, ups and downs, trials and tribulations. He has been in the mix and doing it. And he's going to be joining us in just a second on the actual podcast. So we're excited to have him on today. If you all have not done so, make sure that you go and download the official Radio Pushers app, which is available on the Google Play Store. It's available in the App Store as well and the iPad Store, definitely.
Yo,
my man, DR, what's going on? DR, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Definitely, man. Welcome to the Dream Hustle Win podcast. We are live right now. I was just keeping everybody entertained until you got on the line. Give everybody your artist name and what city and state you repping, brother.
All right. Well, my name is D Hitta, the demigod. I represent Hawaii, Kapa'au. It's on the Big Island, kind of an unknown town, real small. But, yeah.
Definitely. Welcome to the podcast. So I want to jump right into it. When you think about everything that you've actually been through so far in this game, the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, why do you pursue music so much? Like, why do you bet on yourself so much that you can actually do this?
Well, I picked up the knack for music when I was probably about 12 years old. My dad was a musician before me, and he was more into, like, old school rock and roll and stuff. And I kind of wanted to be a rock and roller for the first few years when I started making music. But as I got older, I kind of realized that rock music's not really, it's not really, like, as popular as it used to be. And I kind of realized, like, rappers are almost like the modern-day rock stars. So I realized that in order for me to actually make it in the music business, I needed to kind of change. So I took some of my rock and roll skills, because I play guitar and I listen to a lot of old school music. And I started listening to more hip-hop when I was younger, probably by the time I was like 15 or 16. Like, I got into a lot of trouble hanging out with the wrong people. I got sent to one of the juvenile detentions on Oahu. And I continued to make music while I was in there. I started songwriting and stuff. And probably by the time I got out, I had realized, like, I got expelled from school. I wasn't doing my schoolwork, and I was selling weed and stuff to classmates. I kind of found that music was, like, the only way for me to have a better life for myself, because I had such a natural talent for it. And it's almost like I believe in, like, manifestation. And I've been trying to, like, manifest. I've been trying to manifest my success in the music. And my dad, he hates rap music. Like, when I started rapping, and I was, like, just beginning, so I wasn't that great. You know, I was still learning how to freestyle, and my songwriting was still coming. Fucking my dad used to, like, put me down, and he used to tell me that I was never going to make it and stuff. But instead, that motivated me more. And probably by the time I was like 19, I had saved up all the money I had and sold my car, left my girlfriend, you know, got rid of my pets, sold my video game systems, everything that I own, just so I could fly out to Los Angeles. And I was living in Los Angeles with my sister in West Covina. You know, her name's Deja Boo. She does modeling for Max Models. And she's kind of like, she's a pretty well-paid model. She does music videos with, like, Lil Skies and Gunna and The Dream and just some other artists that are kind of popping nowadays. And when I moved in with her, she started kind of introducing me to people around L.A. And I had thought, like, my manifestations were coming true right before my very eyes. Like, I'm here in Los Angeles. I'm meeting the right people. That's when I had met up with a few friends in West Covina, my friend Stacks. and he had his home studio. So I used to, after work every day, I would walk to his house, and he kind of showed me more like how to work with microphones and mixing and editing and, you know, mastering tracks and all that stuff. Stuff I never knew about, because I was only like, I only played instruments and rapped, but I didn't know all the technical stuff that came to producing music. That's when I ended up creating my songs, like Belladonna and Rockstar Money. I made those in the studio with my friend. And things in L.A. were kind of getting real messed up for me. I was financially struggling. I don't know what happened, but at some point, me and my sister had a falling out, and she kicked me out. So I used the last of my money that I had to come back to Hawaii, because I didn't want to be homeless. So I kind of been here in Hawaii again, just trying to get my life together. I've been like going through a lot of ups and downs lately. And I never forgot about my music, you know. My main goal is to get back to LA. So I'm here and I'm just going to hustle and save until I can pick up where I left off, you know. But music has always been my outlet. You know, I suffer from like depression and anxiety. And I write music to kind of like, it's an outlet, you know, like a cope. And I realized, like, I can't get jobs. I don't have a diploma or a GED. I got tattoos all over my face. You know, music is really the only way out for me to have a better life. Because I'm tired of living on this island. Like, life in Hawaii isn't what I was told it was. Like, growing up, everybody thinks Hawaii is paradise. And it's just the perfect place to be. But, you know, there's a whole, like, underground struggle going on here with the locals, you know, because I'm half Hawaiian. My mother's a native. My dad's Puerto Rican. And, you know, I kind of want to talk more about that, like, because Hawaii's got a lot of musical talent here that never gets discovered. You know what I mean? I want to be one of the first rappers to ever really get discovered out of Hawaii, like, in this new generation of musicians. And that's one of my main goals.
Well, being that, right, you know, I'm sorry, I wanted to say something. Being that that is one of your goals, that you want to be discovered like that, from the perspective of, like, being able to do that, you know that's going to take an extreme effort and you grinding. That's why we connect with you the way we do. Let's talk a little bit about how you are connecting people to your music now. I know that you've been rocking with Radio Pushers. You got a nice landing page with us. SoundCloud, you've done really well over the past 2 months. Talk about your music a little bit. Talk about some of the songs that we promoted on SoundCloud. What's the meaning behind those songs, and what's the title of them?
So there's one song I got called Belladonna. I made that with my friend Stax, and I just went through a breakup. I was dating this one girl on the Big Island. This was before I came to L.A., and this girl kind of, she left me with a lot of feelings, you know. And when I came to California and I started making music, I was still going through the heartbreak and the sadness. So I kind of wrote that song about one of my exes, you know, like, and, you know, I play guitar and stuff too. And I hopefully want to be able to incorporate that into my music more, you know, playing guitar loops. And I love music, like. And the song Belladonna to me is, it's the main song that y'all been promoting for me. And, you know, I show it to everybody. Whenever I meet new people, I'm like, yo, you should go check out my music. Check out my song Belladonna. Like, you know, I tell people about Radio Pushers. And I tell them how Radio Pushers has been helping me gain exposure. And I'm real thankful for everything you guys been doing for me. Because without y'all, I'd probably still be struggling a lot more than I already am. You know, but yeah,
I want to talk
about this other song. Oh, all right. So I got this other song called Rockstar Money.
Mm-hmm.
So this other song I made called Rockstar Money, I've realized a lot of rappers, they talk about things, like a lot of rappers that haven't blew up yet. Sometimes I notice, like, friends of mine, they write songs and stuff, and they like to rap about things they don't have. Like, I'll hear my friends rapping about nice cars and ice and bad bitches and money and guns, but they ain't got none of that shit. You know what I mean? They're just saying it because it sounds cool on the track. But, when I rap, I kind of change the context of how I use my words. Instead of rapping about things that I have, it's almost like manifestation. I rap about things that I'm gonna have. So like when I say rock star money, like I don't have rock star money, but I'm gonna get that rock star money. You know,
yeah,
like that's
I know
my way of
aspiration. Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, and then I got this other song called Keeping It Real, which I freestyled in the booth. And that was one day I was just having a bad day. I was feeling kind of moody. It was a late night, and I was at the studio with my friends. And we were smoking blunts, and I fucking was just like, jump. You know, my friend showed me the sick beat. So I was like, I started feeling it, and I was just like, all right, I'm going to jump in the booth and spit some shit. So I kind of was just in my zone. I made this song, Keeping It Real. It's just like a freestyle about, like, my struggle in my life, you know. My mother's strung out on dope and talking about how my family and friends all doubted me and people laughed at me. People scoffed at my ideas and my dream, called me crazy. They called me delusional. Like everybody I used to go to church with, people at church started turning against me, telling me that I'm evil because I chose music and I rap and I talk about the stuff I talk about. But, you know, I believe as an artist, I don't promote bad things. I just rap about the struggle going on around me. Like, and what I see is some fucked up shit. Like, so I write some songs about fucked up shit. You know what I mean? It is. I got a lot of songs I've written and haven't recorded because out here in Hawaii, I don't have a studio and jobs are hard to find here. And, you know, so I've been trying to like get enough money to put together a recording studio so I can, I got dozens and dozens of songs I haven't had a chance to record, but I just can't wait to get into a studio and create them, like, you know?
Definitely. Let me go into this right here. How can people reach you on social media? Like, what's your Instagram handle?
So my Instagram is IamDeeraHitta. So it's spelled like IamDeeraHitta. HITTAH. And basically, like, you just go straight to my Instagram, and I have a link to my Radio Pushers website. And from there, you can go to my SoundCloud and listen to my songs, you know? That's kind of how I've been showing
people. Say
your Instagram
handle one more time so everybody can. Yes. And give everybody your Instagram handle one more time, loud and slow.
My Instagram is IamDeeraHitta. It's spelled IamDeeraHitta.
Excellent, man. And what have you enjoyed the most about being on the Dream Hustle Win podcast today, brother?
Well, it gives me hope, you know, because before I had met you guys, I was like, I was super depressed, and I was at the breaking point of just giving up on music, but something deep down inside of me told me not to. And I eventually came in contact with you guys. I can't even remember how, but somehow I started working with y'all. It was a while back, and it's
man.
I started getting.
Well, you know, we reached out to you on the gram and stuff.
Yeah, you guys reached
out on the gram and everything. Yeah, we reached out to you like we always do, and worked ever since then, man. You created a great picture today. You painted a great picture today, rather. You told everybody a lot of information about your life. I appreciate that. It's a pleasure to be in partnership with you, and we're going to talk more offline, but we got 15 minutes in this window, man, so I just want to get all your stuff in so people can hear. Follow him, follow Denny Guy on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere, man, and shout out to you, bro, and always dream about to win, man. Appreciate it, bro.
Yes, sir. Aloha.
Thank you so much. Got it.
Right on. Is that the end?